And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Ever noticed how time can be such a relative thing? Like, time flies when you're having fun. Contrast that with the interminably long nights of a camping trip gone wrong. Well, when I think about the fact that the Wild Side News is celebrating its third anniversary, I can see there's a lot that's going right in a world gone. We look to the future on this third anniversary of your Voice of the Earth here on the Wild Side News. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome to the beginning of year 4 of the Wild Side News. It's been an amazing 3 years. That's over 150 shows with hundreds of guests. We've learned a lot along the way. From where I sit, in studio and in the field, and having a great opportunity to talk with some of the greatest people on Earth each week, it's obvious to me that a lot has changed very suddenly when it comes to nature and the environment. It's been interesting to be involved in talking about national parks and trails, public lands, our rivers and wilderness. We've watched as America's energy future morphs from business as usual with oil companies calling most of the shots to a world where the oil economy is like fashion from the 80s. We've watched China gain its legs and now its wings, and we notice, as it launches, the mighty talons of this newly evolved species. We finally come to realize that not all dreams do come true, that the fancies of our youth need revising. I've often felt that nations mature like the humans that define them. And in our case, we're passing from our teenage bravado into, hopefully, a more mature and adult persona. And, as with all maturing, it's going to be painful. But, if we do it right, we can look forward to great hope and a real future. It's up to us. Thank God somehow in these last 3 years, nature itself has moved from something to be pushed aside and trampled over in our quest for more oil and riches to a power of its own, which it has always had, but now seems to be finally saying, enough. And the challenges of creating a new world order will take the strong will of humanity around the world in a new definition of globalization that just may finally come to balance with the truth. Nature and we are one. So today we start with the news, and then to celebrate, we take a lighter path for today as we revisit one of my favorite segments from way back, and meet Hawk, a canine companion, and one of the most amazing stories of what we have available to us when we let the animals teach us. That's in segment 2. And in segment 3, speaking of learning from nature, it's that time of year when leaves start exploding on tree limbs, wildflowers take a shot at life and splendor from the forest floors. It's spring. Officially, and a great time to take a closer look at your world and learn how to draw the secrets of the beauty of form. Fifth in the series of nature drawing lessons on the Wild Side News, I'm amazed at how popular this series is to our listeners. If you've shied away before about drawing and exploring the nature and beauty of wonder through art and drawing and painting, shy away no more. It's time to learn the secrets to better nature drawing. That's coming up in segment 3. And following the news, I need some help. I, like so many of you, love to learn about the amazing ways in which our natural world really operates. Last week, we explored the depths of animal emotions with one of the world's leading ethologists. The study of animal behavior, trust me, is one of the most fascinating quests we humans can undertake. And in just a moment, I'm going to explain a theory I'm working on, and I need your help. I need a couple thousand field workers to listen carefully and report back. So following the news, I'm inviting you to help me determine if birds in the field are just out there proclaiming their territories and calling for mates, or are they in fact talking to one another? We'll find out, but first the news. The U.S. is finding its preeminence in the world challenged as the balance of power keeps shifting in a new world order. China, quickly emerging as the most significant challenger, is about ready to surpass the U.S. as the world's greatest emitter of CO2. With 35 developed nations signing on to the Kyoto Protocols to lower greenhouse gases, the absence of the world's two biggest producers of CO2 as signatories is becoming ever more untenable as the world tries to work together to address this critical issue. China is facing a future where it has to run to stay ahead of public demand for goods and progress, with meeting the energy demands to keep the factories growing. China just may face some unexpected bumps in the road to a consumerist, communist, capitalist model. And speaking of second place, this year's winter Arctic ice is the second smallest on record. A record set last year as the effects of global warming keep shrinking the ice shelf, which had served as a basis for a complex community of Arctic creatures which now must adapt or perish. Satellite imagery has dramatically recorded the loss of Arctic ice in recent years. Such is a most compelling factor in concluding that indeed, global warming is progressing. Scientists continue to make the case that global warming will be felt in many ways, some quite unpredictable. In a recent analysis of the coldest waters on Earth, which sink to the bottom in a super serum of salty ocean waters, the hastening of the melting of Antarctic ice is diluting the concentrations of salt in the supercooled waters, and this could affect the overall movements of ocean waters in ways that, quite frankly, no one can really predict. But, as with all things of a global warming nature, things just don't look the same as we head into the years ahead. A series of severe earthquakes are shaking up the South Pacific. A recent massive 8.1 Richter rumbler, which is about as big as one can get, destroyed thousands of homes in the Solomon Islands and set off fears throughout the region of a serious tsunami. 38 people have been reported dead, but the number is expected to rise as rescue workers from around the world begin the rescue efforts. This was followed in the last 2 days by a 6.1 quake in neighboring New Caledonia. Some people are noting that there seems to be an increase in activity in this region of late. Recovery efforts are underway. Speaking of recovery, a series of success stories in animal recovery are making the news regularly these days. With recent declarations of success with wolves, grizzlies, bison, new stories keep coming in. One of the greatest yet ongoing sagas of recovery involves the whooping crane, which began its difficult journey from near extinction with only 16 known birds in the 1940s to a whooping 216 birds in the wild today. Extraordinary measures, including the training of young whoopers to learn the migratory route between Florida and Wisconsin using ultralight planes to teach the young cranes the route, are subject to the whims and winds of the real world. Following a successful flight to Florida this past fall of 18 young birds, only one survived the severe storms that hit Florida this winter. Therefore, whooping crane advocates are watching the current migration of 60 cranes and paying particular attention to the one survivor to see if it will have learned the route back to Wisconsin, which this year it will have to fly without its ultralight companion. We'll be reporting on this story in the weeks ahead. And success is in the air, as the first condor egg has been spotted in a nest in the Sierra San Pedro de Martir National Park in Mexico. This is the first condor egg guarded by its natural parents in Mexico since the 1930s. Following a legendary struggle to keep the condor from extinction, small populations have been seeded in Mexico in 2002, and now the first sign of a possible recovery has been noted. Currently, about 100 condors fly free. And that's the news. A few reminders. As year four begins for the Wildside News, May 3rd will see the launch of one of the most significant worldwide forums that will air every week here on the Wildside News. The weekly Earth Summit will bring you a timely commentary by 10 of the world's leading environmental, conservation, and advocacy spokespeople, providing you with a true pulse of the planet as we craft a path to our future. We're excited to bring you the weekly Earth Summit. Plan on tuning in for the premiere Thursday, May 3rd, here on the Wildside News, and then tune in every week. Coming up in segments 2 and 3, you'll hear one of the most amazing stories of the bonds between human and animal as we explore the power of the canine companion, Hawk, who cares for David, who lost the ability to walk in a serious accident. And then pull out your pencils and get ready to learn the 5 secrets to better nature drawing in segment 3. But now, I need your help. I've spent years living with nature. At times, when I was really close and living amongst it, I can honestly sense that I was attuned. I've listened, looked, recorded, drawn, and wandered in the wonder and, as both a scientist and a romantic, tried to understand some of the deeper truths of the natural world. But I need your help. A few years back, I read an article by a researcher who suggested that the sounds we hear, created by the multitude of creatures, is not simply a jumble of competing chirps, tweets, chips, caws, and crackles. No, he suggested, and had some interesting research to back it up, that there was a relative steady state to the sounds of the wild, that in effect, animals took turns with their calls and cries. Now I began paying attention, and it's a bit of a challenge, but if you listen really carefully, I mean really carefully, and it takes a lot of work, you may pick up what I think I'm interpreting as a fairly complex sharing of the soundscape by animals that share a field or a forest and even your backyard. Let's hear an example.
Thank you.
Now, it's mostly birds that most of you'll hear, although chipmunks and ground squirrels and other locals will chime in. I remember in New Mexico that almost every evening, dogs seem to tell their stories in a series of barks, howls, yips, and songs. And I seem to remember that it was as if they were taking turns, sometimes intermixing their barks and howls, but it seemed that they most often took turns, sometimes in a very tight give and take. It's my belief that with the birds as well, there's often a very tightly integrated dynamic, where even intricate calls can be entangled, but if you listen carefully, the individual notes rarely are uttered at exactly the same time. One of the interesting things about this is that we hear these creatures all the time in almost every environment. So it can be an easy and enjoyable quest to add your observations to my theory. And I want you to do that and then report what you find to me. I need your discoveries. If it's true that birds and other animals somehow fit their language into much more of a community of calls, it changes, at least for me, my whole sense of what is happening in the wild. If it's true, it suggests that the communication of animals is much more conscious. Unless I'm fooling myself, it sounds to me as though different bird species know how to integrate their specific calls into the patterns of other birds, even of different species. Now, my observations would suggest that the species are familiar with the calls of their neighbors and can integrate their calls within those of their various neighbors. Please take the time to listen, I mean really listen, and send your thoughts to me at wildsidenews@cox.net. You certainly would find it helpful to walk out with a recorder of some sort so that you can analyze this back at home. I'm about ready to announce that I believe this is the way it is, and for me, it's a fascinating new awareness. But I'm a scientist, and I need more data. I need you to listen for me in your place. Let me know what you think and what you find out, and send them to me at wildsidenews@cox.net. That's wildsidenews@cox.net. When we get through with this one, I've got a great nationwide research project that I've been waiting 3 years to talk about. This radio research network holds the possibility of some startling ethological studies, which you can be part of. I'll play that clip once more. Take a closer listen. Okay, now, on your own, go out and help me find out if I'm right in this conversation of birds. But before you do that, stop what you're doing, take a moment, get ready to hear a story that says a lot about animal communication in a real-world application with real-world consequences. It's the story of Hawk coming up when your voice of the earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.